Second Truma's Parakei Mishnah Vav Sar Truma Shenafla Lepachas Mimea Min Dizmu. A Sar Truma that fell into less than 100 of Chulin, an entire mixture became Mizduma. As that is a din, when Truma gets mixed in with Chulin, if the Truma is more than 1/100 of the mixture, the entire mixture is Mizduma, meaning to say the entire mixture has a din of Truma, and only a Kohen can eat it. And subsequently, some of that Mizduma, some of that mixture, fell into other chulin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Midames Kitruma Vare. Rabbi Eliezer said, when the Mizduma gets mixed in with other chulin, it would be Midames the other chulin as if it was Vade Truma, as if it was 100% definite Truma. And that Mizduma, once Truma gets mixed in with it, and the Truma is more than 1/100 of the mixture, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we look at the Mizduma as being 100% Truma. And therefore, when it gets mixed in with other Chulin, it would be Medameh's other Chulin as if it's Truma Vada. So therefore, if the Mizduma, when it gets mixed in with the other Chulin, is more than 1/100 of the other Chulin, the entire mixture would be Mizduma. The Chacham Maimrim, Ein HaMizduma Medameh Elo Lefi Cheshmin. The Chacham is saying, when the Mizduma gets mixed in with other Chulin, it would only be Medameh as other Chulin according to the percentage of Truma that was in the original Mizduma. So therefore, if, for example, the original Mizduma was 2% Truma, when some of that Mizduma gets mixed in with other Chulin, it would only be Medameh as other Chulin according to the 2% of Truma that's in the mixture. If there's enough of the other Chulin to be Mavasal, the 2% of Truma that's in the original Mizduma, then the other Chulin would not be Medameh according to the Chacham. Chametz would only be machmet other dough according to the chesed of truma that's in the chametz. Meaning to say, if some sourdough of truma got mixed in with some dough of chulin, causing the dough of chulin to rot and become chametz, the entire dough would have a din of truma, even if the sourdough of truma is less than 1% of the entire dough. And since the sourdough of truma caused the dough to rise, even though it's only a small amount, less than 1% of the entire dough would have a din of truma, would be midameh. Now, if some of that dough subsequently falls into a second dough, causing the second dough to rise, the second dough would only have a din of truma according to the chesed of truma that's in the first dough. Meaning to say, its percentage of truma in the first dough is 0.5%. When some of that dough falls into a second dough, it's only 0.5% of that dough is truma. The rest is chulin. And if that 0.5% is enough to cause the second dough to rise, then the second dough would also have a din of truma. But if the 0.5% of that dough is not enough to cause the second dough to rise, you need help for some of the other dough, in such a case, the second dough would not have a din of truma. Only the first dough would have a din of truma. The second dough would not be midameh. Bein mayim she'uvim poifen et ha-mikveh elo lefi chesed. Mayim she'uvim would only pass a mikveh according to the chesed. Mayim she'uvim is drawn water. And the din is that a mikvah cannot be made up from drawn water. You need rainwater. Cannot be drawn from a bucket. Now, if there are three lugim of drawn water in a mikvah, the mikvah would be pasul. But that's only if you put the three lugim of mayim she'uvim in the mikvah prior to the mikvah having 40 sa'as. 40 sa'as is a shear for a mikvah. That's the amount of water you need for a mikvah. Prior to having the full 40 saw in the mikvah, you put in three lugin of mayim shuvim, then the mikvah would be possible. But if after you already have 40 saw of rainwater in the mikvah, then you can put in as much mayim shuvim as you want. Now the Mishnah is teaching us mayim shuvim only passes the mikvah according to the cheshbon of buckets of which the mayim shuvim was poured into the mikvah. That with three lugin of mayim shuvim passes the mikvah, that's only if it was poured in from three or less buckets. But if the mayim shuvim was poured in for more than three buckets, in such a case, the mayim shuvim would not pass the mikvah, even though the mayim shuvim was poured in prior to the mikvah having the full 40 sah. So that's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says mayim shuvim only pass the mikvah according to the chesed, meaning according to the chesed of the amount of buckets which was used to pour the three lugin of mayim shuvim into the mikvah. Now, an alternative shot is given to that which the Mishnah said. The Mishnah is referring to mayim shuvim that was not poured directly into the mikvah. Instead, you use the method of hamshacha to pour the mayim shuvim into the mikvah, which means that you dig a channel into the ground. and you pour the water into the channel, and the water runs from the channel into the mikvah. This is called hamshacha. And if you pour the mayim shuvim into this channel and it runs into the mikvah in that fashion, in such a case, you can have up to half of the mikvah from mayim shuvim. As long as rov of the mikvah is from rainwater, you can have the rest of the water in the mikvah from mayim shuvim that was poured into the mikvah, yidei hamshacha, by pouring it into a channel and having the water run into the mikvah from the channel. So the Mishnah says that mayim shuvim only pass the mikvah according to the cheshbon, meaning to say according to the cheshbon of the amount of water that is needed in the mikvah, which is 40 sah. As long as you have rov of the mikvah from rainwater, you can have the rest of the mikvah from mayim shuvim that was poured into the mikvah, ayidei hamshacha. So you have to make a cheshbon of the amount of water that is needed, which is 40 sah. You have to make sure that most of that water is from rainwater, and the rest of the water can be mayim shuvim. As long as it's not poured directly into the mikvah, it's poured into a channel, and it runs from the channel into the mikvah. Sefer Truma is Parakei Mishnah Zayin Saw Truma Shenafla Lamein. A saw truma that fell into a hundred of chulin. So in such a case, the truma is bavli, and the truma is less than 1% of the mixture. But the din is that you have to lift that one saw from the mixture to be given to the kohen. And since we know for sure that one saw of truma is in this mixture, and the kohen owns that saw of truma, so you have to take out a saw and give it to the kohen, so the kohen does not lose out. Higbia v'naf lacheres. So you lifted out that one saw to be given to the kohen, and you're allowed to eat the rest of the mixture. But before you eat the rest of the mixture, another saw of truma falls into the mixture. Now the mixture will remain mutter, and the second saw of truma will also be bottled in this mixture. And even though now that a second saw of truma fell in, the truma is more than 1% of the mixture. As even after you lifted out a saw to be given to the kohen, but the saw that you lifted out is not necessarily the same saw of truma that fell in, as the saw of truma that fell in got mixed in with all the other grains. And therefore, when you lifted out one saw, you probably lifted out mostly chulin, not truma. So when a second saw of truma falls in, the truma is now more than 1% of the mixture. Even so, the mixture remains mutter. And since after you lifted out a saw, this mixture is now mutter for you to be eat as the first truma that fell in. It's completely bustled, so we look at this mixture as having no truma in it at all. So therefore, when a second saw of truma falls in, the second saw of truma will also be bustled. But you have to lift out another saw to be given to the kohen. Higbia v'naf lacheres. You then lifted out another saw to be given to the kohen. And a third saw of truma got mixed in with this mixture. Harezum muteres achet hirba truma ala chulin. The mixture would remain mutter until so many saw of truma fell in that it's possible that now the majority of this mixture is truma. If one saw after another of truma fell in, until 51 saw of truma fell in, where it's possible that the majority of the mixture is truma, as originally you had 100 saw of grain, and one saw after another truma fell in, and after each saw of truma that fell in, you lifted out a saw. After 51 saw of truma fell in, it's possible that the majority of the mixture is truma. In such a case, the mixture would then be usur for anybody but a kohen to eat. As once the majority of the mixture is truma, then min ha-Torah, it is not bottled. As that which truma is only bottled, if it's less than 1% of the mixture, that is midrabbana. So the rabbana were lenient when one saw after another truma falls in. Since after each saw truma falls in, you lifted out a saw, the rabbana were makel and said that the truma would be bottled. But once so many saw truma fell in, that it's possible that the majority of the mixture is truma. In such a case, it would be also even min ha-Torah. As min ha-Torah, if the majority is truma, then it would not be bottled and only a kohen would be allowed to eat it. Even though it's possible that even after 51 saw of truma fell in, that the majority is chulin. And after each saw of truma that fell in, you also lifted out a saw to be given to the kohen. And maybe some of the truma got lifted out, so the majority is still chulin. But we cannot rely on that. It's also possible that when you lifted out each saw, that you lifted out only chulin, the truma did not get lifted out. So when 51 saw of truma fell in one after the other, the majority is now truma. So therefore, once 51 saw of truma falls in one after the other, we no longer can allow this mixture to be eaten by a non-kohen. Only a kohen would be allowed to eat the mixture.